He just got a piece of it as Thompson set up Power with a great chance. Now it is Thompson to the front of the net for Riley Smith, and his pass across it went right through the crease and trickled wide of the near post as he tried to get it over to Power one more time. Now Power out from behind the net. A turnaround try, and he scores! Jared Power has scored in three of the four games he's played this season against the Spruce Grove Saints, and the Grizzlies lead again. They're now up 2-1.
Joined by Olds Grizzlies forward Tyr Thompson, back-to-back victories for you guys here after a bit of a rough spell going through a six-game winless skid, got to overtime in three of those games, so things were close. Just how much did you take away from the loss against Canmore, where you battled back so many times on Friday to propel into the win over Okotoks and here tonight, do you think?
I guess all you can really take away from it is to keep being persistent. You have to keep going, you have to stick to your game plan, and obviously if you do that, things should work out for you.
Yeah, so you get the win in Okotoks Saturday night, and then you get here back on home ice tonight. And, you start to pull away from the Saints in the second period. How well did you think things were going as you got up 3-1 in this one tonight?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we were playing with a lead for the majority of the game, which hasn't really been a common theme for us this year. So sort of new territory for us, but obviously we played well. We protected our lead, and then we ended up with the win. So can't ask any more than that.
Yourself and Riley Smith both get three assists. Jared Power gets a couple goals tonight. When you got in the offensive zone, just how well did you feel you guys were clicking?
Yeah, we were clicking really well. Obviously, we've been sort of building chemistry throughout the past couple of games. Me and Riley have been playing with Jared ever since we acquired him, so we've been clicking really well, help our team come out on top.
Sure, you guys would say you haven't been doing a whole lot different, but you get a guy who comes in and things just fit. Is there any explanation why Jared now has 11 goals in the 10 games?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. Just the pieces are fitting right with us. You can't really ask any more from a guy. He's been playing hard for us, and he's been a good acquisition, definitely.
You guys obviously don't have all of this history behind you, but the Spruce Grove Saints, since they went back to Spruce Grove in 2004-2005, I think the Grizzlies had only beaten them once in all that time, and they've had a great program there, but to be able to knock off a team like that tonight, just how much of a statement win is that for your club this year, do you think?
Mm-hmm, yeah, any time you can beat a well-respected club, obviously, it's huge for our team, for our morale in the dressing room. Obviously, we have to keep building from here. We can only go up from here, I think.
You will make your way into your second season here. How are you feeling, and what has the experience continued to be for you here in Olds?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Being a vet, it's a little bit different, but obviously same league, same core group of guys in the room, and things have been going well for us, I think.
Still got two games left to go before Christmas, but what is your Christmas wish for the Olds Grizzlies?
I'm not sure. I just want to keep winning some hockey games.